Next up, I'll have Mark Recker, please. And Mark will be able to give you guys really a firsthand account of what the RFS and renewable fuels mean for Iowans and specifically for Iowa farmers, because it really has real impacts for people here and rural economies across the United States.
Thanks for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be on with everyone, and I like to give that farmer's perspective. I farm in northeast Iowa in Fayette County, and I've been farming for a little over 20 years now. And when I came back to farm, when we grew corn, we hauled it all to the river, and it was all sent whole kernel overseas. In the past 10 years, we've been lucky enough, I'm centered between three ethanol plants. What that means is I can haul corn 20 miles and get it processed. Because we're processing that corn close to home in both the ethanol and the co-product DDGs, we're creating jobs to improve our rural economies. And we're also getting opportunities for young people to come back, not only at the ethanol plant, but also jobs at the local co-op, because as farmers, we all need agronomic advice, as well as Deere's had been hiring people to expand their implement production, because when the farmer does better, he spends his money in town, and everything that touches the farmer can do well, too. But the impact lately with the RVOs creates a lot of uncertainty, and we're seeing that in the rural economy, because Deere has gone through several rounds of layoffs now, as well as other companies. We talk about Iowa, and I'm in my mid-40s, and I have kids that are going to be going through high school soon, and I like to see them stay in Iowa. And we talk about how young people are leaving the state because they can't find jobs here. The RFS is the one shining star that has brought a lot of those opportunities back to this state. And that's very important to all of us in Iowa and the Midwest, to keep these kids at home, give them opportunities here if they want to be involved in agriculture or any other job. That the School of Agriculture at Iowa State has expanded tremendously, and those kids can find jobs in Iowa and the Midwest now. And that is very important to sustain our rural economy. So from a farmer's perspective, it's not just important that, you know, I and my farm do well, but my entire community succeeds. And that's what ethanol and the RFS has done for us. And it's very crucial going forward. And I'm going to step back there and turn it over to Craig.
Thank you so much. And again, just a reminder to ask questions, please press *3 on your phone. Craig is the CEO of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, and the Iowa Corn Growers Association has been a wonderful partner of ours. In fact, they were one of our founding partners, and I'll let Craig speak a little bit more to that.
Thanks, Maida. Thank you very much to everybody who's joined the call this morning. This is Craig Floff, CEO of Iowa Corn. We're involved because over a third of our corn crop goes directly into the ethanol industry. And at a time when we have a significant surplus of corn available to the marketplace, the place for corn to go into ethanol is a significant driver for us. It's significant for the ag industry, as you just heard from Mark as a farmer. What it does not only for him but for his community, it's very significant. But it really goes beyond just that. It goes beyond the farm. It goes beyond even the local community where an ethanol plant is. And it goes to our entire state. The jobs that are created as a result of the ethanol industry have been significant. I've been involved in the industry since 1997, specifically in ethanol, and I've seen what our state economy was like prior to the ethanol industry, and I've seen what it is like since the industry has blossomed here. And it has been a tremendous success story, to say the least, especially in rural economies. And I would argue that if candidates for president are serious about job creation and energy security, then they absolutely can't ignore this issue, because it is a job creator and it's all about energy security and giving consumers the choice at the pump. And to that end, I wanted to address a little bit about the most recent announcement from you, from EPA regarding the renewable volume obligation, which is the amount of gallons that are supposed to be blended as part of the renewable fuel standard. Unfortunately, the EPA announced less gallons to be blended than what was originally intended. And I would say the biggest consequence of that is the fact that it takes away consumer choice at the pump. And secondly, it will limit, quite frankly, the innovation. Plants are not going to expand. It'll limit that innovation for existing plants. And it's also going to limit the innovation of future biofuels opportunities, which again comes back to the original point of limiting consumer choice. Today, consumers have basically oil as their choice at the pump. And where we've been successful at getting ethanol in, they have that as a choice. With less gallons being blended, less choice. So to me, it's very clear why Iowa corn is involved, what it means to our farmers, to their economy, to our state's economy, and ultimately how that plays into national security and national economy issues. Really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you this morning and look forward to questions.